Hey there, this is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men again. Thanks for tuning in and watching. If you were here last week with me, I talked about one of the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse by John Gottman. Again, I'm translating these four things that can poison a relationship. I'm translating them for men watching these videos. Last week, I talked about criticism. You can go back and look at that video if you want to catch up. This is video number two in the four-part series. The second Horseman of the Apocalypse is defensiveness. Defensiveness is a reaction. It's a reaction to an emotion. It's a reaction to a feeling that you have that you've been unjustly accused or that you need to somehow justify your behavior or defend yourself. Hence defensiveness. Justify your behavior or justify yourself. It comes from this feeling of insecurity and feeling like you're being attacked. Now, I told you I'll talk about what things are and what they're not. Defensiveness is not communicating calmly what you believe. It's not explaining your intention. That's not defensive. But when you go into hyper-explaining defensive mode where you keep trying to justify over and over again why you shouldn't have been criticized or why you shouldn't have been attacked, then it comes across as being very childish. The masculine energy I want you to bring is a very calm, confident, sometimes not even a verbal energy, where you stand in the face of feeling attacked, but understand that you don't have to take it personally. Taking attacks personally or insults or criticisms personally is a choice that we have as men. Defensiveness is that inner wounded part of us who wants to make it better and make us not feel so bad by attacking the other person. So defensiveness is usually the attacking of the other person in order to make ourselves feel better. How does it sound? I'm going to read something I read when a woman was attacking her husband for coming home and not helping. And she accused him of plopping on the couch and he forgot to do everything. And this is how he defended himself. He said, "Hey, I was too damn busy to remember that. And you should know that I was busy and you should have taken care of it yourself." Right? That's me, right? That's how I used to act. I used to talk like that a lot because I was defensive a lot because I had a lot of nervous energy about not being appreciated, not being good enough, not being confident enough. So defensiveness comes from, again, insecurity. Now, how does defensiveness poison a relationship? Again, like I said last week, defensiveness can erode that trust that you can react without anger. And if it continues this negative energy, this downward spiral, if you've been in an ongoing downward spiral of negativity in your relationship, defensiveness only increases the downward spiral. So again, it erodes trust that you are a man who can be consistent in your energy without reacting to everything negative that happens. If another person, especially a romantic partner, believes that you will react negatively and aggressively and assertively or even violently to that kind of pressure when you're being defensive, it erodes trust, and what it does is stop communication. It stops attraction. It stops everything good. So if you want to stop the downward spiral, you're going to have to stop defensiveness. Now, how to change it? How do you change it? This is the dumbest advice you'll ever hear, right? Don't take it personally, man. Don't take it personally. It's not all about you. And your answer is, how can I not take it personally when it was directed right at me? That's what you're thinking. That's what I used to think. The reason we shouldn't take it personally is because almost all the time when somebody is attacking us, criticizing us, coming after us emotionally, it's for something that they're feeling inside, some kind of shame or hurt or pain or fear that they've got inside them. You have to realize the reasons why people attack you are almost never about you. But what about when they are? What about when she's coming at you over something that you know she's probably right about? If you haven't been helping out much around the house, if you've been shirking your duties, if you've been avoiding taking care of the kids or getting shit done you're supposed to, if you know in your heart that she's probably right, this is the worst time to defend because you're trying to justify your own bad behavior that you yourself are not very proud of. In those cases, you have to learn to admit that she's right. Sometimes she is right. Many times she might have a point. So don't get defensive when you know she has a point. What do you say? You know what? I think you're right. I'm not proud of it, but I think you're probably right. I need to fix that. Thank you, baby. Give her a big old hug and a kiss. But admit you're right. There is nothing wrong with admitting that she's right sometimes and that you have some work to do. Now, this requires you to do your own confidence. This is very, very difficult to be the guy I was just describing. If you're not feeling a sense of inner peace, inner calm, that you're really self-reliant, that you don't have to look outside yourself for feeling like you're a good man, a powerful man of value that the world appreciates and needs. If you are feeling low, if you're feeling inadequate or insufficient, if been rejected a lot lately, you're going to have that insecure inner boy that we call it come out and defend. So the work you're going to have to do is either through videos, coaching with me, men's groups, you're going to have to make sure you get with strong, powerful, confident men who understand the path to getting clear about why you don't need to defend yourself. That taking things personally is always a weaker act than standing strong on your own two feet. So that's defensiveness, week number two. Next week, we're going to talk about stonewalling. Thanks again for watching today. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.